What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a lot to get to on this Wednesday. Is today Wednesday? All right.
Yes, Wednesday.
Right. Wednesday. I don't know, man. 6-game road trip for the Heat out on the West Coast. Like, I don't know what day it is. My times are all messed up, but we have a lot to get to. Hawk is off, or he might join us later. I don't know. I think he's getting a hair transplant. We'll find out.
he done gave up on that, man. I'll go just ride with the top windows up, top down.
Yeah. So I want to find out, Crowder, you were out yesterday. You were interviewing, Hawk told me, the best college football coach in history. So I'd love to know how your conversation with Manny Diaz went. And I know you had a lot of money on riding on the Minnesota Vikings in their game on Monday, so I want to find out how much you hate Sam Darnold. Jimmy Butler is set to return on Friday. We got the Shams report yesterday. He's supposed to meet with Mickey Arison tomorrow face-to-face. I want to talk about that. I love Matthew Tkachuk. The guy is an absolute monster, and everybody hates him. And yesterday, I actually watched a Panthers game for the first time because they didn't play the same night as the Heat, and it was worth it. But we also have a situation going on here at the studio, Crowder, that I want to fill you in on as Jimmy just slowly slumps away from the computer, because we have a book bag gate situation happening here at the studio. So we have a lot to get to, and I'll try to hit those things in that order. Zach Gelb is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk with Clay Ferreiro about Jimmy Butler. We're going to talk with Aronde Gadsden about football and his son declaring for the NFL draft. A lot to get to today. Crowder, do you hate Sam Darnold? That's what I've been dying to ask you this, because you convinced Hawk on the Vikings. They were 2.5-point favorites. You said, I have a lot of money on the Vikings. And then Sam Darnold gets sacked 300 times. And Matthew Stafford and the Rams roll over the Minnesota Vikings.
I think I should have went with my gut, because Sam Darnold is going to be Sam Darnold his whole life. And I've watched Sam Darnold as a Jet in different places. But I thought Kevin O'Connell fixed him, which was my problem. But, man, I'm telling you, I brought it up, earlier in the week, where the Master Splinter showed the Ninja Turtles how to fight, and now you're going to come back and beat Master Splinter up, where Sean McVay and Snead, the DC of the Rams, they put on a damn show on how to slow down the Vikings, how to get to Sam Darnold, how just to, shut down Justin Jefferson. It's what – and, I love schematics of football, and I'm watching the game, and I'm like, yeah, McVay got in the lab. I thought that the Vikings ass-whooping to the Lions would kind of invigorate them to come back the next week, but Sean McVay and Snead put on a damn clinic for how to coach a football team, and it was embarrassing. They could have beat him by 40. They had a bunch of penalties that kept him from scoring again. They could have won by 40 points against the Vikings. And this damn Rams-Eagles game, I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game for sure. Is it a case, though, of, yeah, that was Sam Darnold? Or were we just sleeping on the Rams? I want to talk about the Dolphins beating the Rams, too, because I know a lot of people are trying to, like, champion that effort right now. Oh, the Dolphins beat the Rams. The Dolphins beat the Rams. So they do well against playoff teams. We'll get to that later. But was it a case of, like, the Rams started out slow and now they're hot and they were just the better team? Or did we fall in love with the Minnesota? We fell for the banana in the tailpipe with the Minnesota Vikings, and then we saw who they really were. It could be in the middle too, Crowder. Like, I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't think it's either or, because the Minnesota Vikings were, what, 14-3? Yeah. Like, the Minnesota Vikings were good throughout the season, but you just get down. It's kind of, I always am hesitant to say it's like you said, because you're going to come behind me and say some crazy stuff, and I'm going to want to jump off the bandwagon with you. But it's kind of like the Dolphins where, okay, you're having a good season. Now you're getting to December and January. This is when the monsters come out. Like, I always tell my kids, like, when they're playing sports, I'm like, do monsters think they're monsters? Was Freddy Krueger ever, you know, was he ever nervous when he walked into a room and Jason Voorhees? No, they know they're monsters. When you go on the field, know you're a monster. I think a lot of those teams that are good throughout the season or, you know, great stats like the Dolphins were a couple of years ago with the 70-point game, number two in offense of everything and all that. I don't know if they know they're monsters. And then you go back to playing the Kansas Cities, the Buffaloes, the teams that are monsters like Kansas City. I mean, like Vikings had to play the Lions.
Yeah.
And then they had to go down, you know, had to go back and play the Rams, who really believed the Rams won a Super Bowl a couple years ago, who know they're monsters and aren't thinking they are. And I just think it's that time of year. So I think Sam Darnold I think Kevin O'Connell did leaps and bounds with his career. He lost a lot of damn money in them last 2 weeks, though, because somebody was about to pay Sam Darnold. But I just think that they had a good season. They are a good team. They're a very talented team. Brian Flores is a good DC. But then they walked into a room with Jason Voorhees and Freddie, and they thought they were bad, and they weren't really that damn bad.
Sam Darnold's going to get paid, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to get Tua money. Like, I don't think he's going to get Tua money, but remember what Baker got? Was it last offseason? Where it was like 3 years, $90 million or whatever, $100 million. So he's not making $55 million a year. He's not setting the QB market the way Trevor Lawrence and Herbert and Tua Lamar did, but he's gonna get like $30 million a year, right? The Baker contract.
Yeah, it's so funny that we talk about money like this with athletes, where it's like, oh, he's not the super max deal in the league. He just got the max deal, which is $29 million a year. But it, you know, the market's the market. Yeah, he's gonna get $300-400. But when you look at Patrick Mahomes, who gets 10 for $550, you're like, oh, okay, that's what the big dogs are getting. The Sam Darnold, the boy in Cincinnati got hit. Tua hit him in the head. That's money. $30 million for a quarterback now? Hell, Tyreek Hill is making $30 million a year as a receiver. Sam is going to go somewhere. I heard, Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
To the Raiders or something. They bring in Sam Darnold. Now you have your quarterback whisper and your quarterback. Like, that's going to happen. Sam's going to get money, but he might have been able to get that $500 million deal if the Vikings didn't just blow up offensively in the last 2 weeks.
It's not going to be in Minnesota, though, right? Because, like, J.J. McCarthy, they drafted him. Like, are they going to – I was reading earlier today, they have a ton of free agents, and, like, you're gonna throw the bag at Sam Darnold when you kind of saw what his ceiling is. I don't know, man. But the next couple weeks, I'm so damn interested. It's the NFL playoffs, everybody is. But I'm so damn interested to see what's going to happen. Buffalo, Baltimore, and I know we all kind of have split feelings on that, but we're going to talk with Zach Elb later. What are we doing where we're all kind of, and you and I think are guilty of this, Crowder. We're looking at Buffalo and we're looking at the Ravens. And we're saying the winner of that one is going to the Super Bowl. And then here come the Chiefs, who you know are going to beat, who are they playing again on Sunday?
Texans.
The Texans, right? You just know, like they're gonna beat the Texans. They're going to.
Yes.
And then they have a home game against the Bills or the Ravens. We're all gonna be like, oh, Patrick Mahomes. He's looked off this year. He's not Patrick Mahomes of the last couple years. And what are we doing there? They've won two straight Super Bowls. They lost one game this season. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm dying for next week. I'm dying. I can't wait.
It's out of sight, out of mind. We watched the Ravens dominate. We watched the Bills dominate.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, we didn't watch them play. And they struggled. They struggled this season. I love that narrative. Oh, the offense struggled this season. The numbers are down. They lost one game. Well, they lost two, but they weren't even trying.
Right. They didn't play anybody. I don't count that.
They didn't even want to play against the Broncos. They could have. Andy Reid could have played running back. Like, it didn't matter. They have 2 weeks. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, all these guys, Pacheco, all of these guys have 2 weeks to get ready for the Texans. They're going to wallop the Texans. And then where we're looking at the matchup, because now it's sexy. The NFL is starting to turn to the NBA where the matchup is. Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen. And the first time the number one and number two runner in the MVP races have ever played in divisional finals. So the storylines are cool. The Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the AFC for sure. Maybe the NFL. And that's the funniest thing is that it's out of sight, out of mind, because we're all goldfish now. I haven't seen a picture of Patrick Mahomes on Twitter in a week and a half. I forgot about him. I didn't know he's the best more. Like that's how sports, that's how life is now. But, bro, the Chiefs are still the favorite in the AFC. The Eagles can play. The Lions, I think the Lions-Eagles NFC Championship game is going to be stupid. But, yeah, Kansas City's the big dog still. I don't know why we're acting like Andy and Patrick just forgot how to play football at 15-2.
What do you think the line would be if Chiefs win, right? They don't suffer any sort of major injury to Mahomes. Chiefs win, whether it's the Ravens or the Bills. Are the Chiefs favorites at home? For sure, right? Yes. They have to be.
Small favorites, though. Two, three, two and a half, three, yeah. Something like that. But they're going to be favorite at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, nobody gets hurt. Patrick's healthy. It's funny, Travis Kelce, somebody sent me a tweet. We were talking weeks ago. Jonnu Smith had a better season than Travis Kelce this year without even getting a damn ball thrown to him for 6 weeks. But you know what Travis is about to do in these playoffs when that damn little thin white lady's sitting in that box.
Uh-huh.
He's going to go out there and show out.
Yeah, Taylor's going to be there for all those playoff games for
sure. Every time.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence her Eras Tour ended right around the time NFL playoff season began. I don't think it's a huge coincidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would say if I bet, I might bet it. You put it in my mind, bet the Chiefs to win the AFC already. You'll get a better line than you do next week.
Yep, for sure. All right, I want to talk about Jimmy Butler. Yesterday, Crowder, we found out that he met face-to-face with Pat Riley, and he told him, I went out. And apparently, according to Ira Winterman, he's supposed to meet with Mickey Arison tomorrow face-to-face, but the suspension is over. And the Heat, they play Friday versus the Denver Nuggets. Like, I'm fascinated by how that's going to work. Matthew Tkachuk is an effing badass. But here's the situation at the studio, Crowder. You're at home today in Davie. I show up about 20 minutes ago, right? And Dan Day, Steven, who's a producer here, who worked with Appel a couple of times, so some people that are listening right now might be familiar with Steven, and Jimmy are all sitting in our little desk area over here in the bullpen.
I know Steven. The Steven I know?
Yeah, Steven.
Hispanic Steven?
Yeah. Steven Gonzalez. And they're all like I get there and I could tell something's kind of bubbling. And I'm like, what's up, guys? And Jimmy's like real quiet, didn't say anything to me, which is weird. Jimmy always says, what's up? He always comes. We give each other a high five. And Dan's like, oh, yeah, you missed the whole book bag situation. And I said, what book bag situation?
Mm.
And apparently Jimmy got here today to the studio, sat down, and at some point, Jimmy, you realized you didn't have your book bag with you. Do I have this right?
Well, when I got out of the elevator, I thought I had my book bag on me. Went to put my lunchbox away because I'm going to be here all day. And then when I after I did that, I was like, "Where's my book bag?" I'm like, "Holy crap, I can't find my book bag anywhere."
So Jimmy can't find his book bag, but Crowder, he gets out of the elevator. He can't find his book bag. Dande told me they spent like 20 minutes looking for his book bag, checking studios, looking for his book bag. He has poor Dande, who lives at the studio, works 72 hours a day, which is impossible, trying to track down this book bag that Jimmy swears is in this building somewhere. They're asking engineers about Jimmy's book bag. They're asking talent about Jimmy's book bag. Poor Gail in 101.5 Light FM, who doesn't even know Jimmy works here, is being accused of stealing this book bag.
Gail ain't steal no book bag.
And all for me to find out, Jimmy, where was your book bag?
It was in the back seat of my car.
Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Jim, why are you going to do that to the people? Because you think Dande steals.
Mm-hmm. No, right. I do not.
Right.
So who stole it? Jimmy, who stole it? You have to, if you think someone took your book bag, to look around the room.
No, I thought I had put it down somewhere, like within the kitchen. And then I realized it wasn't there.
And so you're going to tell him people?
No, I wasn't accusing anybody of stealing.
That's not what I heard.
How did the whole build? How did the whole building know you can't find your book bag?
Well, I told Dan, "Hey Dan, I can't find my book bag anywhere."
So Dande is now tasked with going on a scavenger hunt to look for Jimmy's book bag, and it was in the back seat of his car.
And then I text him. He goes, "Call off the dogs. I found it."
Oh man.
Jimmy, what is Dan supposed to do about your book bag? Dan's a good man for doing that. Jim, I'd have told you, kiss my butt.
Yeah.
Hey, Crowder, I can't find your book bag. That's your damn problem, man.
Yeah. This is my co-pilot, ladies and gentlemen. This is my co-pilot. And you know what the best part is? Inside Jimmy's book bag, I've seen it. It's just a bunch of Mountain Dews. Like, he was so scared.
That is not true.
That
I don't
so
like Mountain Dews.
So scared, Crowder. He wasn't going to have his Mountain Dew for the late night shift tonight. And he was desperate. He was desperate. Next time I'll buy you a six pack, Jimmy. It's all good.
He lost his lunch
Appreciate
box.
That.
I heard that. I couldn't find my lunch box.
Again, Zach Elb is going to join us. Clay Ferrero is going to join us. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us as well. Let's get to our headlines for today. We have a lot going on. They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Panthers.
It's funny, this thing with Jimmy, because I go through this with little Chan, my kids, I go through this with, "Hey, Daddy, where's my sweatshirt?" "Oh, perfect way. That's your sweatshirt. Why the hell would I know where it is?" Go find your sweatshirt. That's all I did. It's funny because that's my children. I made them. My DNA is half of them. Mm-hmm. I made love to their mom and made the baby.
I know how it works.
And when they ask me, where's my book bag? I'll say, "I don't know. It's your book bag. If I had a book bag, I know where it is. Be responsible." So, Jimmy, you would have hated to grow up with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Has that ever happened to you, though, where, like, you're looking for your phone everywhere and you're walking around your house and you're like, "Where is my damn phone? Where is it?" And then all of a sudden you realize it's in your hand. Has that ever happened to you?
That has not happened to me.
Am I the only – I'm the only one that happens to?
It hasn't been in my hand, but it's been just sitting on the nightstand on the charger, and I'm just not looking on the nightstand. But, you know, I do a lot. I'm running the house, running back out the house. I'll just throw the keys in the cup holder, and I will search the entire house for the keys.
Yeah.
And I just threw them in the cup holder purposely 5 minutes ago.
Man, but you're in a hurry.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can blame it on CTE, though. That's all I do to me. I'll be like, "Yeah, man, I got hit in the head a lot, man. But now I'm late to this damn meeting."
That is a great great thing you have, an out for anything. "Oh, sorry. CTE flare-up. My bad.
Yeah, that's all I say. I don't know what happened. Officer. Huh?
I'll be, I'm in a hurry. I'm trying to leave the house. I'm on a time crunch. I'm trying to get to the studio. And I'm Valentina, where's my phone? You took my phone. And she's like, "It's in your hand, you dummy." and I'm literally holding the phone in my hand. Yeah.
Let's see. Age, man. Mm-hmm. And you stressed out, Solana. That house got you stressed out, bro, man.
I'm stressed the hell out, man.
That's got you stressed out. You've changed.
Stressed out.
That house purchase changed you.
Yeah, yeah, man. You guys should have told me what a mortgage will do to a person. You should have told me.
Yeah, check. You late on the cell phone payment. I got to get generic cereal this month. Jack, that's your mortgage company. They want their bread.
You're joking, man. I didn't know how much I loved the Publix brand stuff until I got this mortgage. Now I'm like, oh, I'm not getting the Sargento Parmesan. Valentin, you got the Sargento Parmesan? What are you doing? We got to make this mortgage payment this month. You get the Publix brand. It's the same thing. You can't get the Sargento.
You start hitting that Tuesday BOGO. I remember that, man.
Because you would always bring up, like, you walk into Publix. You know how they have, like, the little table right when you walk in, the BOGO stuff? And you would always bring that up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, huh, yeah, never noticed that. I don't even make it past the little table there anymore. Like that's my shopping center now. Like the little table out front of Publix with the BOGO stuff.
They got peanut butter, ketchup, and Crystal Light every time. Like, who the hell needs this much Crystal Light? I want these damn packets. I got 47 boxes of Crystal Light in the kitchen.
Crazy. Yesterday, I made a financial and a business decision, Crowder. I'll fill you in on it next. I wanted to ask Zach Gelb about it too. So it was during our Talk About It Tuesday segment. We don't have enough time to get to it now, but long story short, I bit into a burrito. There was a long ass hair in that burrito, and I just pulled it out. And I sat there for a second, and I'm not proud of myself, but I just threw out the hair, and I kept eating. I did. I tore down the burrito, and I wanted to know what Hawk would do, and he said,
you finished it?
I did, man. I did. I'm not proud of myself, but I finished it. But you,
man,
we established some very clear ground rules on this conversation yesterday. You cannot in any way, shape, or form hate on me for that decision or ridicule me for it, because you famously went to a Cuban cafeteria, Cuban restaurant, had a roach pressed into your tostada, not only finished your meal, but ordered dessert after, because you love that tiramisu so much.
I sent the bread back.
Yeah.
It was a package. You had to get the bread, the meal, and dessert. And that flan looked good in that little, that little refrigerator with the glass front. Let me get that right there.
The Panthers beat the Devils 2-1 in a shootout last night. They're back at it tomorrow. They split their back-to-back series, but Matthew Tkachuk, man,
he's my spirit animal. I love him.
I love having the most hated player in a league on your team. Like, I love it.
Yeah, and the guy that antagonizes everyone, and when they get mad, he smiles. Like, he enjoys it. That's what I love about him. It's not anger. It's just it's part of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it did. Like when I got in fights, like I always run off laughing. Like, no, I'm not mad at you. You just let me get inside your head, which is hilarious to me. I love Matthew Tkachuk is my spirit. If I was a hockey player, I would want to be Tkachuk. Man. He's very skilled too. He's not just no ass kicker. Like, That Joker can play offense too.
Yeah, he'll puck, man. He will puck. There's no doubt about
it. He pucking boy.
Yeah, they eat. They're at the Lakers tonight. Ends a 6-game road trip. Remember the last time they played the Lakers? They kicked their ass here at the Kaseya Center. But Bam is questionable for the game, so it didn't look too good against the Clippers the other night. Without Bam, we'll have to wait and see what 13th status is. And the Canes, they lost to Duke last night. No surprise. The line was Duke minus 25 yesterday, Crowder. Remember, Cooper Flagg, the guy who we all think is going to be the number one overall pick.
Love him.
He only scored 13 points, but Duke won by a lot. They covered 89-54. I can't do the math in my head, but I know they covered for sure the 25-point line.
89-54, 35.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So,
how do y'all not do? How you hogging yourself can't do math? What did you say?
That's tough. Like, if it was 90-50, I could do that. That's 40. But 89-54 is a tough. That's tough. You have to carry the one. That's tough, man. I don't know how you do that.
You're not carrying any ones.
What's
9 minus 4 is 5.
9 minus 4 is 5. 8 minus 5 is 6. Oh, okay. So 64. Perfect.
8 minus 5 is 6.
64. Duke beat UM by 64 last night.
How do you and Hulk have degrees and I don't have a degree?
This is why I struggle to make mortgage payments.
they gonna rob you. No, man, Larinaga sliding.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, yeah. They're 0-6.
The chicken or the egg. You know, Jim's a friend of the show, came on a lot. Did he leave because they were struggling, or are they struggling because he left? Like, you know, you go back and forth, but they're not a very good basketball team.
Nah, 0-6 in ACC play. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. 74 degrees right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will dip into the low 60s. Our friend Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. Have a lot to talk with him about, including the NFL playoffs, Sam Darnold's future, Bills Ravens, and if he would eat a burrito after finding out there was a long piece of hair in it. Can't wait. Zach Gelb is going to join us next from the Infinity Sports Network after this break on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You sound like you're from London, eh?
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb joins us every Wednesday, and he's connected right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Check out toyotaofhollywood.com. Zach is the host of the Zach Gelb Show nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. And we have a lot to get to with Zach Gelb because I imagine, Gelby, wild card weekend leading into college football semifinals or semifinals leading into wild card weekend. Now we have divisional round playoff matchups and then the college football playoff national championship game. Like your sports tentacles are just going crazy right now, right? Like this is the best time of the year.
Yeah, and Sunday I'll be in Philly, so I'll be there for the Rams and the Eagles, and then Monday morning I will get on a plane and I will go to Atlanta once I get back to my New York City apartment late Sunday night, and I'll go to the national championship game. Then Tuesday morning I'll wake up at about 5 in the morning, get on a plane to get back to New York City studios to do the show after the national championship game. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, hey, you know, it is a busy time of the year where it's football, 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 more football. And we will miss this in a few weeks when all we have to do is talk about where Jimmy Butler is getting traded.
Yeah. Friday is going to be interesting, man, because Jimmy Butler is no longer suspended that day. He's back. He told Pat Riley, adios, I want out of here, but no trade as of right now. Maybe we'll get to that in a second. I want to get, again, Zach Gelb is joining us. I want to get to your major takeaways from wildcard weekend. I want to know your prediction for the national championship game. We'll start with the NFL because I think right now, Crowder, Hawk, and I, Hawk is off today, we're all kind of sitting here saying Bills, Ravens, the winner of that game is going to end up in the Super Bowl. Maybe it's just we're forgetting it's the Kansas City Chiefs who are probably going to be in that AFC title game. But who would you pick right now, the Ravens or the Bills on Sunday in Buffalo?
I lean Buffalo today. I'll take the Bills right now, maybe by a field goal or even a touchdown, just because the fact that they are home. And Josh Allen, even though he does not have a Super Bowl just like Lamar Jackson, he's been the better postseason quarterback. But, man, if Derrick Henry, which I have no reason to believe that he won't, keeps on running the way that he's been running this year, that 1-2 punch of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, if it's not now, when? But to your point, when you take a look at what could come the following week, the Texans to me are fascinating this week. I think the Chiefs will win, but you look at the Texans, they haven't won a big game pretty much all year, and they find a way to beat the Chargers and beat them going away at home by 20 points when they were a 3-point underdog in their own building. And now it's the one last stand to see if the Texans could take the next step this year. And it's an enormous task going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. But until someone takes out the Kansas City Chiefs, let's be real. We said they were vulnerable last year, yeah, and they still found a way to go hoist another Lombardi. So that's kind of my state of the AFC right now.
It's why it's funny, because we should be approaching this as until Mahomes gets knocked off, then why would you bet against Patrick Mahomes? But there's something about the Baltimore Ravens, the way that they're built, and then the Buffalo Bills, who we all thought were taking a step back this year, and then improved.
Well, you guys did. I didn't. I picked them to win the AFC East and have Josh Allen be the MVP before the start of the season.
Yeah.
So let's call a spade a spade here.
But they lost Stephon Diggs. They lost a lot of weapons on the defensive side of the football. Like, you weren't expecting them to be this good, Gelby, were you?
Not this good, but Crowder would know this. When you have a malcontent in the locker room, and everyone's about me, you could get rid of a talented player and get better because you don't have to deal with the drama of Stephon Diggs. And players in the Bills locker room will tell you they love Stephon Diggs as a teammate, but it was time to move on from Stephon Diggs, and the Bills have been better because of it.
Oh, I totally agree with the Stephon Diggs thing. And when you have a guy as talented as Josh Allen, he can make other receivers. These guys, I don't even know their names. These receivers that he's making look good. But they're not that good. It's just that Josh Allen's that damn good that they got man-to-man all day. But, Gelby, I think you were wrong on both of them. I don't think Buffalo – they'll win the AFC, sorry. But should he win the MVP? Because Lamar Jackson's numbers eclipse everything he's done this season.
So it's fascinating. I have no problem if you want to give the MVP to Lamar Jackson. No problem whatsoever. The definition, though, is most valuable player. And this is why I would end up going Josh Allen, is because what you just said. You look at all the other names for the Buffalo Bills. James Cook is a nice running back. He's no Derrick Henry. Keon Coleman's a nice wide receiver. I'm not saying Zay Flowers is the greatest wide receiver ever, and I know he's been hurt, but he's no Zay Flowers. Amari Cooper a few years ago would have been unbelievable, but that's a few years ago. And Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, right, are fine tight ends, but they're not Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So it's nothing that Lamar didn't do. It's just he's in a better situation than Josh Allen. So that was the difference maker to me. Like, if you take, for example, Josh Allen off the Buffalo Bills, they are one of the worst teams in the league. If you take Lamar Jackson off the Baltimore Ravens, they are probably going to miss the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. But could Derrick Henry pair him up with another quarterback, run his way to the postseason? Well, we've seen it before when he was linked up with an old friend down here in Ryan Tannehill, who was not a great quarterback.
Who are you more impressed with, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders winning with the doink on the road, or the Rams blowing out the Vikings technically at home, even though it wasn't a home game? Like, both were fascinating because we were all convinced the Vikings were just going to run over the Los Angeles Rams. And
really,
we all had the Buccaneers winning a home playoff game as well. So both were kind of stood out to all three of us. Who were you more impressed with?
Well, this is why you bring me on the show, because I teach you guys something, because I had the Commanders winning the game outright, and I also had the Rams winning the game outright. Now, there will be other weeks when you bring me on, and I'll be 0-4, but this week I was pretty damn good with my picks. The only one I got wrong were the Los Angeles Chargers. I thought they'd beat the Texans. I was more impressed with the Rams because of what they've been able to do in replacing a legend in Aaron Donald this quickly with a multitude of different players. To see what they've done in the draft, you know, just this past year with Verse and Fisk, and what they've been able to do right away has been unbelievable. We know what Kobe has been able to do for them too, and Young. So they have done a really good job in doing by committee to replace the production of Aaron Donald. But I was also very much so impressed with the Commanders, and it just shows you, if that was the Commanders when Daniel Snyder owed the team, there's no doubt about it in my mind. That ball is hitting the upright, and it is not going in. But when you have Snyder out and you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, things like that tend to go your way.
And Gelby, me, Hassan and myself, we talked about it earlier. Is somebody about to give Sam Darnold $100 million? He's not going to get the Patrick Mahomes money, but what he did, what are they, 14-3? Like, is a team going to put their next 3 years, maybe not 5 years, but next 3 years into Sam damn Darnold?
Yes. If it's the Baker Mayfield contract, like you just said, 3 years, $100 million,
right,
and it's even if it goes to end up regretting it after a year or two, you could get out of it rather quickly because it's only a three-year deal and you could spread out that money. But he went from after that Packers game where the money went from like $35 million to what, $45, $50 million maybe a year, to the last 2 weeks, the real Sam Darnold, the mono Sam, the seeing ghost Sam, popped back up because he was dreadful up against the Lions. And with the chance to redeem himself and show it was only 1 week, man, he was even worse this past weekend on Monday Night Football. And those were two big primetime spots, isolated spots, and he was a deer in headlights.
Zach Gelb, again, he's the host nationally of the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Let me run something by you. We were talking about this Monday and a little bit yesterday as well. Mike McCarthy out in Dallas. Who would you rather have as the head coach of your football team going into this upcoming season or next year? Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel, who's currently the head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
I would say McCarthy. And the reason I would say McCarthy is the floor is really non-existent with him. Where when you look at Mike McCarthy, they're very similar in terms of, hey, Mike McDaniel has never really had a bad season in Miami, but I've seen Mike McCarthy win a playoff game more recently than Mike McDaniel. And albeit it wasn't a wonderful playoff victory for him a few years ago, but, you know, still won. They're very similar. I just think that McDaniel's more of a wild card. Like, I think we've seen the best already of McDaniel. We probably have already seen the best of Mike McCarthy, so they're similar. But I just have more confidence in, I don't want to say the professionalism, because it's not as if Mike McDaniel's unprofessional, but just sometimes he speaks and I'm like, what the bleep is this guy talking about?
And Salon, I know you want to get to your nasty-ass questions, but I got one more football.
That's a tough one, though.
That's not an easy one. Yeah, we went through it, and I was like, oh, man. like McCarthy, but he had 3 12-win seasons in a row. Like, you can't just discount 12-win seasons, Gelby.
Like, the Bears should hire him. I don't think the Bears get Ben Johnson. I think they should hire Mike McCarthy.
I saw that this morning. And something else, too, talking about, well, McCarthy left Dallas. Do you think the Deion conversation, is that – the lore is great. It's a Hall of Famer that played for the team. We all love Prime. We saw Jackson State, what he did there. We saw what he – like, you can say what you want about him. He brought Colorado from 1-11 to making bowl games. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he's a bad coach, but him coaching – the Dallas Cowboys, his interaction, or the helicopter dad is what I call it with Jerry Jones, where he's going to be in his back pocket looking over his shoulder all the time. Do you think the Deion to Dallas thing makes any sense?
So I think both sides want this out there for a reason. Number one, Jerry Jones wants it out there because he doesn't view the success of a football team like most of us, wins and losses. It's what reality TV can I stir up? So that's, I'm not saying Jerry isn't interested, but that name was getting released whether he was interested or not. On the Deion side, within the last year, he was so adamant a year ago not taking an NFL job, doesn't think he'd be a good NFL head coach, and is more of a college coach, that's his calling. Then a week and a half ago, it was, oh, I would only coach both of my sons in the NFL if they're on the same team. And now it's, oh, it's an intriguing offer, but I love Boulder, Colorado. This smells to me with Deion Sanders, and I'm not saying that he'll never be an NFL head coach, but right now he has a new contract offer on the table, an extension on the table. I think this is a little negotiations by Deion Sanders, and then for Jerry Jones, it's, I'm interested. Doesn't mean I'm going to hire you, but there's no risk, or there's no negative for me just putting your name out there, because it's going to put even more attention than there already is on the Cowboys, and that's all Jerry cares about.
He's not going to go to the NFL. Come on. Not now, anyways. He's not going to go to the NFL.
I've said for a while, maybe where Shador gets drafted, then that coach gets put on the hot seat and you see. But if Shador winds up with, let's say, the Raiders, and Tom Brady gets his way getting Ben Johnson, I don't see then Deion being the coach of the Raiders anytime soon.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too, with something you said. I heard him say that, too. Shador is going to be a starter in the NFL. I watched this Shiloh get put on skates a number of times coming down the field of box at safety. I don't know if both sons are going to be playing in the NFL.
At least get an invite to training camp. You know, maybe even get drafted late in the 7th round or something like that.
Zach Gelb, you hear him nationally on the Infinity Sports Network.
Tell him your nastiness.
I'm getting there. Yesterday, Gelby.
This is disgusting.
I made a business decision, and I'm in a time crunch, bought a burrito, took it to go, get to the studio, first bite, long hair gets pulled out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not proud of myself, Gelby, but I said, I just paid $18 for this burrito. Like, I'm not throwing this thing out. So I threw the hair out. I kind of made sure nobody saw me do it. Jimmy was there, made sure Jimmy, you know, he's wandering. And I said, oh, whatever. And I crushed the burrito. I finished it.
That's disgusting.
You would have thrown it out.
Yes.
I don't believe
you. Hair in the burrito?
I don't believe you.
Disgusting.
I don't believe you, actually.
Well, I'm a clean person. I'm not a savage like you. That's disgusting.
But I already paid $18. I don't have time to go back to the restaurant.
How many times have you paid 18 bucks on something and it's been terrible? That's just one of those L's that you got to, hey, stinks. You lost. Go down. You guys have nice studios. I've been there. Go down into the lobby. You get a nice little poke bowl or something like that.
Nah, but now I have to spend another $18 on a poke bowl. Like, I already bought this burrito. I'm sitting there. It's a hair. It's one hair, right? Okay. Like, what's the big deal? One hair.
Channing, I know you've probably back in your day seen a nasty hair somewhere if you were out late at night. That's all I'll say. You don't know where that hair is coming from, okay?
Yeah, and the hair, and that's funny because they gave me hell, Gail, but I got to be honest. One time I was at a Cuban restaurant.
Oh.
They bring my little pressed bread, and there's a roach in the pressed bread.
Now,
I didn't eat the bread.
He didn't eat the bread, but Crowder, tell him what you did.
I didn't eat the bread. But I already ordered my meal, so I ate the meal. I did check for roaches
and
the bread, and I had some flan.
He ordered dessert, Gelby. He ordered dessert.
So here's what I would say. If there's a hair in my meal, I'm sending it back. I'm not leaving the restaurant. A roach? I am saying I'm out. And I'm not paying for anything, because if you make me pay for something, and I'm not usually a review guy, I will then send a scathing review about a picture of the roach.
I believe Crowder paid and left a nice tip as well.
I didn't have to pay, but I did leave a nice tip. I left a nice tip, yeah, because the waitress was, she was a nice lady. Yeah, she wasn't cooking.
It's not her fault. That is true.
Yes. Yeah, I shouldn't have ate the flan, though. That was probably the nastiest part.
Yeah, we've all had bad moments, you know? It happens.
Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. Gelb, you appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
You got it. I'll try to. I think it's National Bagel Day, Haka told me. I will try not to find any hair or roaches in my bagel and schmear coming up later.
Yeah. Enjoy those New York bagels. They talk about the water all the time in New York. Happy National Bagel Day, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mamacita, mamacita, que bonita, mamacita.
Hawk and Crowder.